Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denny Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Toedt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bud Connolly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler strikes out. Heving drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sisler out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bennett. Carlisle reaches second base with a double. Phil Toedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toedt hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly takes first base on ball four. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Jacobson moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. Severide moves to second. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Williams. Bush reaches second base with a double. Severide scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quinn moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. Quinn moves to third. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. McManus reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash pinch hits for Roy Carlisle. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-for-1 in the game. Ezell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tex Vash now playing left field. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-2 in the game. Wamsgans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. the Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-for-2 in the game. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Val Piesenick pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Val Piesenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piesenick takes first base on ball 4. Connolly moves to second. Denny Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Oscar Fuhr now pitching. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Robertson reaches second base with a double. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-3 in the game. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Vash settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuhr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 3 in the game. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Tex Vasch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vasch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vasch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a line drive beyond second. McManus can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0 for 3 in the game. Ezel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Boone. Severide reaches second base with a double. Jacobson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Severide scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vasch. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gerber moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bennett hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fuhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerber scores. Bush moves to third. Robertson moves to second. It's 8-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bud Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 3 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Prothro pinch hits for Oscar Fuhr. Doc Prothro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Prothro hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.